The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Wednesday edition. 3 hours, I assure you, Dom. Got you right here with me in the Madison studios, WMDX 92.7 FM, the Devil's Lair. It's going
to
stick.
I'm not I'm calling used this to the place the Devil's yet, man. Lair. I'm working on it. I work up to it.
Yes. Some of us have to work 50% harder than others of us. 3 hours. Check us. In your local listings, 3 to 6 now. In the Madison area, 4 to 6 across the state. Dom, TikTok rots the mind and should be banned. That's what I say.
Really? Do you even have TikTok?
The app I do. The Devil's Advocates are now on TikTok.
We are.
Uh-oh. My understanding, yes.
I'm feeling like the communists are taking over right now just by knowing that.
Our interns have been putting video vignettes of us on the TikToks, Dom.
Are we viral?
The clever stuff. No, I don't think we've gone viral yet. You'd have to have some TikTok followers.
Oh, you need that, huh?
I'm not sure how many we have. I don't actually have access to our TikTok account. The kids didn't think it important for me to get on.
Just leave the old man off of TikTok.
The TikTok. What's the Chinese own this? This is the big problem. And on his way out of Congress, Mike Gallagher, you know, Wisconsin's own, has put forth this legislation, and it successfully passed the House today, Dom.
352 to 65.
Yes. Ban TikTok. That's what the House of Representatives say, and that's a lot of Democrats as well. And I bet a few of them have TikTok accounts. Even Joe Biden is recently on the TikToks. Yeah. So the problem isn't the TikTok per se. The problem is the Chinese ownership of the TikTok. So they're going to try to, what, force the divestiture of the Chinese ownership of TikTok. But other than that big stack of papers that Donald Trump rolled out on the conference room table, they got no problem with Donald Trump being conflicted all around the world in many different ways. But TikTok, that's got to be banned.
A little bit from the New York Times on this.
Have they heard of the Truthy Socials?
The app has been under threat since 2020, with lawmakers increasingly arguing that Beijing's relationship with TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, raises national security risks. The bill is aimed at getting ByteDance to sell TikTok to non-Chinese owners within 6 months. The president would sign off on the deal if it resolved national security concerns. If the sale did not happen, the app would be banned. Gallagher, as mentioned, the Wisconsin Republican who was among the lawmakers leading the bill, said on the floor before the vote that it forces TikTok to break up with the Chinese Communist Party. This is a common sense measure to protect our national security. Alex Hurick, a spokesman for TikTok, said in a statement that the House process was a secret and the bill was jammed through for one reason. It's a ban. We are hopeful that the Senate will consider the facts, listen to their constituents, and realize the impact on the economy, 7 million small businesses, and the 170 million Americans who use our service. 170 million people.
Not us. Although we have an account, just never been on the TikToks, Dom. I do see people sharing TikTok stuff
all
over
the time
on the Facebook.
Yeah. I get lots of friends share it with me.
Like if I can watch it directly, then I'll watch it. Yeah. But if it takes me to the TikToks, I don't want to give my information over to the Chinese communists.
I mean, is it a national security risk?
What would our novelist friend call them? The Chi-Coms?
The Chi-Coms. If the bill were to become law, it would likely deepen a Cold War between the United States and China over the control of many important technologies, including solar panels, electric vehicles, and semiconductors. President Biden has announced limitations on how U.S. financial firms can invest in Chinese companies and restricted the sale of Americans' sensitive data like location and health information to data brokers that could sell it to China. Platforms like Facebook and YouTube are blocked in China, and Beijing said last year that it would oppose a sale of TikTok. It says, as TikTok said, it has gone through great lengths to protect U.S. user data and provide third-party oversight of the platform, and that no government can influence the company's recommendation model. It has also said there's no proof that Beijing has used TikTok to obtain U.S. user data or influence Americans' views, two of the concerns lawmakers have cited. Didn't Facebook get their, not hacked, but someone took their data and the whole first election thing with the firm?
Scott Walker's data firm, Cambridge Analytica.
Right.
So you need me here to fill in the blanks.
I could Google, but I apparently can't TikTok. I mean, so what are the Chinese going to do with the data that Cambridge Analytica hasn't already done? I mean, really? I mean, my location data, my health data, how is that national security? Now, I get the influence of, you know, the Chinese on social media. I mean, look what we have. Look at
Twitter. Well, you work in look radio, at, but what if Twitter, you worked in, look at Facebook. For Boeing? What if you work for Boeing or a defense contractor or something more important, although very few things more important?
Well, I mean, if you're in radio.
Co-hosted the greatest radio show ever.
You're qualified to do everything.
But what if you had an actual real job that was important?
And
they could track your data, movements.
Okay, and?
Know if you were eating the wrong kind of food or seeing the wrong kind of peoples.
How would they know what food I'm eating or what people I'm meeting?
Well, they probably track you through their...
Yeah. So we're not being tracked now?
Yes, but only for very altruistic reasons. Yeah. Sure. When the NSA is tracking us, NSA, I like you. You're good people, no matter what Dom says.
I don't know how I feel about this. I get it. And if you're in, you know, some sensitive industry, perhaps your employer should be the one to dictate whether or not you can use these particular apps on a company phone, perhaps. Well, people do on their own phone.
I would like to dictate to you
no.
that you may not use Facebook ever again.
What people do on their own time, on their own phone, and all that, it just seems, I don't know. Seems banning things seems a little harsh. Now, forcing a sale, again, it doesn't. You want your government telling you you can no longer use. Well, how many people are making money off of TikTok? 170 million people use this platform.
You mean to monetize content creators?
Yes,
if you would,
sure, as one way,
like radio, but for TikTok.
Making money. Right. So I don't use it, so it's hard, and I'm not clear that. You know, just because it's Chinese, quote unquote, owned, it makes it any better or worse than any other. I mean, again, look what happened with Facebook, and all the Russian bots on Twitter. I mean, come on, this is part of the environment we
are
in.
Elon Musk worries me a little more than the Chinese communists do.
Yeah, so should you force Elon Musk to sell Twitter?
I don't tweet
too much.
I leave the tweeting to you. Primarily.
At Devil Radio, folks, you can check it out.
But if there's tweets there,
they're probably
98% are dumb.
Yes, yes. So what do you think? Is this an appropriate role for our government? Are they saving us from the Chi-Coms? Or are they just going to stick it to a bunch of small business owners and 170 million people who like sending pictures of their cat?
The only reason I use social media is that super strong little skinny guy, Anatoly. I like seeing him prank guys in the gym. Yeah. I'm really in it for Anatoly videos at this point.
New York Times reporting the vote came down to something of a free-for-all with unusual alliances in support of and opposed to the bill. Rep. Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California and the former House Speaker, sat in the chamber nodding along with hard right Republicans like Rep. Dan Crenshaw, Republican from Texas, as they outlined their support for the bill. At one point, she got up.
He looks like a pirate.
He got up and crossed over to the Republican side of the aisle with Representative Chip Roy, a hard right Republican, who had vocally supported the bill on the floor. Several Republicans and Democrats expressed their opposition to the bill based on free speech concerns and TikTok's popularity in the United States. Some legal experts have said that the bill, if the bill were to become law, it would probably face First Amendment scrutiny in the courts. Representative Maxwell Frost, a Democrat from Florida, said on Thursday that not only am I no, but I'm a hell no. He said the legislation was an infringement on First Amendment rights. I hear from students all the time that get their information, the truth of what happened in this country, from content creators on TikTok. He said he was concerned about Americans' data, but this bill does not fix that problem.
There is a GOP senator being quoted right now over on the Foxy News that sounds the alarm on Chinese migrants using TikTok to cross the border.
How are they?
Is it a navigational tool? I'm not sure. That one seems hyperbolic to me, Dom. That's Senator Eric Schmidt, Republican, if you didn't know. So I've never been on the TikToks. I mean, I'm familiar. I've seen my kids. You know, sometimes they, well, my kids aren't doing the dances, but, you know, it seems like fun. There are these viral trends. You can use, what, real music. They utilize actual music, right? Subscriber stuff you couldn't use, it would shut down our Facebook live
stream. Right, the licensing and whatnot.
They license a certain number of pop songs, let's say, and then the kids can do dances to them or whatever the kids do on the TikTok. If you have a TikTok account, 844-967-2789, we need to be educated clearly on this topic, but I'm not sure if I want to be educated on this topic by Congress.
No?
Like, if I am following the lead of Congress, if they are indeed successful in banning TikTok or forcing the divestiture of TikTok, although I do think the government has a role, certainly as a monopoly buster, I think it should be doing that more often. So the government does have a role in regulating industry.
Sure.
But, you know, sounds like you just don't like the Chinese folks. Got to be careful. They own a lot of our debt.
It's an unusually aggressive move for a technology company. TikTok urged users to call their representatives last week to protest the bill. This legislation has a predetermined outcome, the total ban of TikTok in the United States. TikTok has spent more than $1 billion on an extensive plan known as Project Texas that aims to handle sensitive U.S. user data separately from the rest of the company's operations. That plan has for several years been under review by a panel known as the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Two of the lawmakers behind the bill, Gallagher and Raja Krishnamoorthy, an Illinois Democrat, said last week the lawmakers were acting because that investment committee has not solved the problem.
The time has come to ban TikTok. Want to hear from you? 844-96-PARTY.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Want to know your thoughts? 844-967-2789. Congress passed a bill to potentially ban TikTok if it is not, divested from the Chinese, from ByteDance. Some weird, you know, goings on here. Some Dems voting for it.
Politics makes Republicans for strange bedfellows.
Apparently, Donald Trump has flip-flopped on this issue. I want to get your take on it. We're not prolific TikTok users.
Okay, boomer.
844-967-2789.
Let's go right to the lines in our smart audience. Chris from Marshall. Welcome, Chris. What can you offer us on the topic of TikTok?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Sorry. You just referenced Anatoly a little while ago.
Yeah, the powerful little guy that does the prank strength videos. I like those.
Right. That's one of my favorite videos on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, whatever.
It shows how well I spend my time, Chris, and obviously you got a little time to spare as well.
We got to be entertained, Chris. So what do you think? Should this be banned? Are you concerned about the national security implications, or is this an overreach?
Well, I don't watch it on TikTok. I watch it on Facebook. But I believe TikTok is intrusive. If you look at TikTok in China, it's only educational stuff.
I've heard that, but I haven't even looked at TikTok here in the States, so I got no basis of comparison. What did they play here, Chris, to your perception?
Well, they play people getting mad at video games. They play people getting mad at each other. It's all destructive and intrusive.
But Chris, I've seen like funny cat videos and things of that sort as well. I mean, and it couldn't. How is that different from any other social media video product out there? It's not about the content per se, to my understanding. It's about, you know, who owns it and the data that it's deriving from its users.
Well, what I have found out is that I like and or subscribe to or follow videos,
yeah,
where there's people helping out homeless people.
Nice.
And that is the majority of what I get fed.
Well, Chris, maybe my problem is I mostly like the strong guy, little guy prank videos in the gym. I actually, on my social medias, and I'll occasionally like something, but mostly it's a sympathy like. It's like, oh, there's only three people that have liked that. I feel bad for, you know, like my kid will post something. I'll see it and I'll say, oh, one more like, what's it hurt?
Wow, that's a lot of social pressure, man. I mean, thumbs down.
In the whole scheme of things, no, I don't like to let the, you know, they know what I'm looking at. I don't need to thumbs up it. You know what I mean? Like my personal preferences. They probably track your eye movement. They probably know. 844-967-2789.
Talk about QAnon, man. What?
Young Cam from Nina. You got a TikTok page, I bet.
Hey, Cam.
No, I don't. But I do have a leg in the race. So there's another company out there that I don't think gets talked about too much, but is, I think, bigger than ByteDance, named Tencent. Tencent has a lot of data brokered, a lot of data collection, a lot of the games that are played in the West and in the East have funding from Tencent. So I would not find it hard to believe that they get some of their data from the companies that they invest in, right? So when you, and I might be butchering some of the terms here, but when you're connecting out to the internet and you go click a link, or you're in an app and you click a link, you have a session ID attached to any of the links. You can see, like, at the end of a link, usually it's like question mark SI equals, and that is a session ID. I think that's how they use to tell who made the link originally. So, like, if you share a link from Spotify and you share it out to someone else, and then now that someone else is going to get recommendations based off of the links of the people that they keep clicking, right? Because they're like, oh, well, they're basically building like a profile on you. So the whole China doing this thing, I don't like TikTok at all. I think it's brain rot, but the argument that they're making is very poor, and it's just going to push more younger people to use VPNs. And I already know that people like Crenshaw, I believe Crenshaw, wants VPNs to be illegal. And that's just not possible. You can't. It's not doable. It's a fool's errand.
Meaning hiding where you're originating from. You could tell them, I'm in Ukraine. We got a buddy. We call him the Ukrainian. And he sometimes listens to our show from Kiev. Or at least that would be what he tells the computer through moving his VPN. VPN is just basically what you tell the world where you're watching or listening from.
Yes. And they're very, very cheap to get. And some of them are even free, but those free ones are not great because they're just making you the product and selling your information. They're funneling it through themselves.
Right. Cam, buddy.
So, Cam, hang on real quick. So ban, no ban, what's your take?
No ban. It's a fool's errand. It's a joke. These people don't know what they're talking about, and they're incapable of making a decision on this. There's no educated decision that they can make on this.
We'll put you down for maybe. Appreciate it, Cam.
I think he was pretty specific about it. Thank you, Cam. Do appreciate it. You know, here's my little take on this. And callers, be patient. We'll get to you as well. 844-967-2789.
Please tell us what you're thinking, Dom.
Any data from me is mine. And if I'm not specifically getting paid for it, you can't use it. How about that law? You know what I mean? All this is bouncing around. What I do, the efforts that I make, the air that I breathe, the food that I eat, the things I click, that all takes my labor and effort. And I'm doing that. And you're sucking that information for free. I want compensation. How about this? Let everyone do what they want and sell whoever they want. But I got to get paid for it.
You do in that the social media is free to you. It entertains you endlessly, monkey that you are. But you don't have to pay for it. So your payback is letting them know you like a little bit more about you.
It's not enough.
Dude,
it's
I know
enough.
You don't.
It's not enough. I want my pay
Nobody's
for my
asking
labor.
Dom.
But that's what I'm saying. Why are we dancing around? If you're so concerned about
people's
labor, then
don't use it.
Then don't track it. If you're going to track it, you must compensate those. It's like working, man. You can't work for free. Oh, you're going to work in a nice building and you get this nice computer. No, man, I want to get paid for my labor.
You want to get paid to hang out on TikTok because they're going to track your followers.
Hey, if you're I'm just looking for compensation, man. It's a labor issue.
That's what an OnlyFans page is for, Dom.
844-967-2789. Connie, we'll get you in. Welcome, Connie. What do you got?
Hey, Connie.
Hi. I was trying to get on last hour and I had to hang up. But I don't do TikTok, so. I see it sometimes on other videos, but the debate or not debate
yes.
for Biden and Trump, I think they should wait until after the conventions. And I know Trump wants to do it now because he's got a little bit of money. He probably won't have much money at all. I mean, when as far as his rallies, they should take, those people that hold the rallies, the venues, they should get their money in front and make sure it's a good check.
Oh, yeah. No checks, cash.
Yeah.
You can Venmo me.
Thank you, Connie. Appreciate you calling back.
That might also be a reason why Donald Trump's doing less campaign rallies. He stiffed so many venues the last time through.
He still owes money.
Green Bay.
Yeah.
Green Bay. They should put Trump in collections. Get behind Letitia James and E. Jean Carroll and others. More Devils. Happier, happy hour. Rolling through it.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back. Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday Happier Happy Hour. 2.5 hours in now, Dom.
Yes.
You got three.
It's a three-hour show now.
It's a three-hour show.
Yeah, welcome
to it.
Tune in
at 3, especially if you're listening in the Madison area. Don't show up late for the party.
Don't leave early either. I normally never do.
You know, I am a little concerned that by talking about banning TikTok, we're leaving about 92% of our audience out.
Our older audience.
Older. I am amongst the older audience that doesn't get on the TikTok. So personally, I wouldn't find it harmful, but I'm all down for First Amendment rights.
Well, okay.
I want more platforms.
It's less about TikTok than it is about what the Congress is trying to do.
Now, if there was some definitive proof that the communist Chinese were taking our information and doing something with it, okay.
But couldn't they, communist Chinese, through a front company, buy that same information from Facebook or Twitter right now?
Well, you could certainly.
I mean,
that's
what Cambridge Analytica did, right? I mean, come on. I think Cam was right.
You could certainly geo-target them
come on.
For a small fee.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. It seems over the top. And ultimately, I don't like anyone telling me what I can and cannot download on my own phone that I own, that I pay for.
It's all porn.
It's not all porn. Porn's free, man. Oh, maybe it's not. Nothing's free, Crudy. They get your data.
844-967-2789. No, I'm sure you clean your browser history enough.
I don't know if that even matters.
I doubt it. I doubt it does. Your VPN knows. Your internet provider knows. Dave from Madison, welcome. What do you got?
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, as far as these corporations selling data to the Chinese, we have export controls and we can strengthen them, and they're very effective as far as what we export to other countries, especially our enemies. You know, these companies...
Hang on, Dave. If I may, Dave, real quick, our enemies. I mean, yeah. My iPhone's made in China, man. You know, I mean, it's a hell of a thing to say these are our enemies when, like, all these products we currently buy come from China to begin with. I mean, they're our second largest trading partner after Mexico.
They definitely are a very, very large trading partner, but they're definitely the enemy. You know, the United States and China have very, very different objectives for the world. We want to, you know, make sure and maintain the Western liberal order and democracy. They definitely don't, and they have their eyes on the 27 million people of Taiwan. And that puts us diametrically at odds and militarily at odds too. So we don't only compete with them, but we are enemies, definitely in that sense. As far as these companies, you know, they know more about us than we do. They know how we respond to just about everything. You know, you combine that with, you add on to that data analytics, machine learning, artificial intelligence, the convergence of all those things. Then you have China having the largest digital surveillance state apparatus in history, and it really becomes a problem. Also, China has the largest investment in artificial intelligence than any other major economy. As far as China selling our debt, you're concerned about that. That's not going to be a problem. In the late, they're experiencing the worst economic crisis that they had since the late 70s.
But Dave, doesn't that concern you when China takes a downturn and they're used to booming growth, right? Stimulated by the Communist Chinese Party investment. Basically, if you own it and you can print paper money, you can continue to invest. But suddenly they've reined in, they've contracted. They're seemingly in a financial recession of sorts, Dave. Doesn't that concern you that at some point, if they're not the economic giant, you know, they turn on their debtors?
Hey, let them turn on their debtors. I mean, if we're competing with them, you mentioned we're the top competitor. I wouldn't do that. I like robust trade. But, you know, if they start dumping treasuries, the U.S. dollar, that's going to reduce the value of the Chinese, of the renminbi, the yuan. And that's going to result, and they're an export economy. They're an export economy in crisis. That's going to hurt their export competitiveness and their export position in the world. So I really doubt, especially in light of their economic crisis, that they would take on even more economic and financial problems.
Dave, I fear you may be better educated on this topic than I, and therefore I've got to move on.
It was a great call, David. Thank you.
It was very informative. I you know,
but I guess
geopolitics on this level, I'm not playing four level chess with the Chinese. I mean,
it's not like England was, you know, trading with Germany during World War II. They were enemies. You know, there weren't phones being manufactured and sent back and forth.
Well, we're not dropping bombs on Shanghai.
But that's what I'm saying. When you say enemy, I think it's a very specific term. And I think we need to be careful. Yes, we're
financial rivals.
We are competitors in the global market. We do have different economic and liberal philosophies, certainly. But we also,
we owe them a lot of cash,
and we buy a lot of stuff from them. So
then,
I mean,
that part's called.
So we what? We have mutually assured destruction. Is that? Oh, great.
Well, Tammy Baldwin has put forth, Buy American, Joe Biden, the president of the United States, in Milwaukee today, bragging about the Buy American plan, right? And the federal government's making lots of investment in infrastructure. Well, if we started making something here, you know, that would be a good start point, Dom. And you know, sort of a random rant, but it also bothers me that the big box stores can squish out all the little Main Street businesses. Because all that cheap junk made in China is cheaper than the stuff you can buy that's made here in the States. Seemingly, or at least through the power of a big box store, they squeeze out Main Street. And I've noticed one of the large gas station quick convenience store conglomerates here with a Republican-supporting CEO boss. Have you noticed how much they've jacked up the prices? I mean, Joe Biden talked about shrinkflation. They are jacking up my prices because they own every convenience store. They got every corner in the state of Wisconsin at this point, Dom.
Not in Milwaukee.
A couple of BPs out there.
Not in Milwaukee.
Anywhere here in Madison.
Not in Milwaukee. They won't go to Milwaukee.
844 967-2789. So, you know, just a little Monopoly bashing for good measure, Dom. Annie from Watertown, what do you got?
Hey, Annie.
Yeah, I'm more afraid of everything being made in China, and we just got to start making quality stuff. And what is that called when it's programmed in obsolescence? We got to stop doing that. But I want to talk about something else because I opened my absentee ballot, and I don't know, I thought I was keeping fairly up on things, and there's two referendums or whatever on changing our Constitution again.
Oh, yeah, that's the Republican efforts because they think it's a get-out-the-vote mechanism. So do you have your ballot, Annie? What are the Republican get-out-the-vote mechanisms that appear on your ballot?
Well, I'm afraid that it will be too inclusive to mean, I mean, there's always drawbacks when they do these things, very inclusive to restrict a lot more things than we really want. You know, it's, oh, that sounds good, but then the result isn't that. Use of private funds in election administration.
Well, of course, they're trying to stop the Zuckerbucks, Annie. Now, they take great objection to five democratically run cities that receive these grant funds, but they fail to mention the other 195 Wisconsin towns that also receive the Zuckerbucks because we don't properly fund our elections any longer. And we have to look to outside resources to fund them.
Which is terrible. We should never have to rely on outside resources. Let's use the taxpayer dollars to fund our elections like we do our courts, our army, our everything else.
You know, the big lie stemmed. I'm sorry, Annie. I was just going to say the big lie stems at least in part from the absentee ballots that are often counted on election day and they come in mass. We see this big absentee ballots, which tend to reflect Democratic voters. They tend to turn the election. Well, did you see the Wisconsin State Senate adjourned for the year without any ballot solutions, without any counting of the absentee ballots? Annie, they're not actually trying to solve anything, but I know you had one more complaint. Well, I'll let you tell us.
It doesn't really say anything about what it is. It says that this should be created to provide that, you know, so like what the referendum judges is like, yes, we want this created. So, I mean, like, so the town hall needs a new machine, everything. We couldn't have a bake sale then, you know, to try to raise funds or, you know, I mean, just what it'll exclude, I don't know, more than it should, but also that there should be a law, you know, election officials only designated by law. Well, that sounds sort of goofy, too, because, you know, what kind of restrictions are they going to make, you know, that only this or I don't know. It's just vague and broad and scary. Both of them.
Annie, the Republicans had the right legislatively to put referendums on the ballot, and they didn't need Tony Evers' blessing to do so. So these issues before you, I shouldn't say that because actually there's a constitutional referendum on the ballot this year. Mm. And if they passed it twice through the people of the state, well, passed it twice through the legislature and then had the people of Wisconsin 50+1, well, then it would have the power of law. But all of these referendum efforts this year are really Republicans trying to turn out their base. 844-967-2789. Let's sneak in Wisco Paul for Scherzies. Welcome, Wisco. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon. What Annie was talking about there, I mean, I kind of vaguely understand or understood what she's talking about. It sounds like both of them referendums would be a no vote. I'm going to have to dig into it a little bit further.
It's always how they phrase them as well. The wording is not very specific sometimes on purpose.
That's correct. Sometimes a no vote is a yes vote, believe it or not. What I got out of Annie, but I'll double check myself. It sounds like if it's a referendum from the Republicans, I look at it as probably bad. So I'm thinking it's a no on both of them. Hey, and as far as TikTok goes, that's really a hard one there. But the gentleman from The young guy, I guess if I had to make a decision on that, I'd go with his analogy on TikTok because I don't use it myself. But I know Facebook started out as a good thing, and look where that went politically. I mean, that's just, you know, people were, well, I think more people my generation, they'd read it on Facebook and they go, must be true. And the politics has really gotten crazy on Facebook. So I don't know, all these good tech, all these technologies are really cool in some respects, but then in other avenues, it can be kind of dangerous. Hey, I'll just throw this one in there. If Trump gets reelected, we won't have to worry about any of this because he'll fix it. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Paulie.
Thanks, Wisco.
Well, that's always the case with new technologies. I said the same thing about the printing press.
Let's clarify the questions, the referendum questions on the Wisconsin spring ballot. The first one, a majority yes for question one would create a constitutional amendment banning the use of funds donated from private sources for future elections. Generally speaking, conservative groups and those that promote election integrity, air quotes, meaning the most restrictive reading of voting laws, favor a yes on question one. On the opposite side of the spectrum, groups that seek to maximize the opportunity and participation of those who are eligible to vote in our elections favor a no on question one. So let's go no on question one. As to question two, a majority yes vote on question two would restrict the performance of tasks in the conduct of primaries, elections, and referendums only to election officials. Yet because Wisconsin statutes currently provide that only election officials appointed under the two statutory provisions governing the appointment of election officials may conduct an election, it's unclear how the addition of the provision would enhance Wisconsin's election laws. It's a redundancy, in other words, folks. Unnecessary. They're doing it to boonswoggle you. Come back. I'll never boonswoggle you here on
never.
Devil's Advocates. Except Dom. I told him there'd only be 2 hours and very little reading.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something
to say,
hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. Yes, I'm sure. Stick around. Busted Pencil's coming up next.
We could refuse to leave. We could just hold down the real estate. Do bonus coverage, Tom.
Seems like a lot of work, Rudy.
Yeah, okay. 844-967-2789.
You're doing a lot of hard work, man. What do you got? You're just smiling over there.
I'm grinning. Be careful what you wish for in life, right?
Yeah.
We have speculated once or twice that Donald Trump didn't actually want to win the presidency. And in fact, the fact that he was the president brought additional scrutiny to his unscrupulous
lifestyle,
grifting behavior.
Yes.
And probably put him in a, you know, let's just say a criminal hotspot that he wouldn't otherwise have faced. So be careful what you wish for. RFK Jr. and Aaron Rodgers, former Packer quarterback, back now being bantered around as a possible vice presidential pick. So suddenly people are digging in to the unsavory side of Aaron Rodgers. Here's what CNN is reporting today. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has confirmed among his potential VP candidates is New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. What a sound choice that would make for the vice presidency. I even heard Clay and Buck today, and Clay is the sportsy guy. He's like, you know, no. You don't name a quarterback as your vice presidential candidate. I mean, remember the guy that Ross Perot showed up with?
Admiral guy? Yeah, poor guy.
Why am I here?
I felt so bad for him.
CNN knows of two people with whom Rodgers has enthusiastically shared these stories. What stories, Dom? In private conversations, he has shared deranged conspiracy theories about the 2012 Sandy Hook school shootings not being real.
Oh, so he's also an Alex Jones listener.
He's
then
following Alex Jones down that rabbit hole, Dom. Alex Jones.
I will eat your ass.
Yeah, that guy. That guy. Are...
Brown was covering the Kentucky Derby. This is one of the journalists making the allegations against Rogers. Was covering the Kentucky Derby for CNN in 2013 when she was introduced to A-Rod, then with the Green Bay Packers at a post-Derby party. Hearing that she was a journalist with CNN, Rogers immediately began attacking the news media for covering up important stories. Rogers brought up the tragic killing of 20 children and 6 adults by a gunman at the Sandy Hook Elementary School, claiming it was actually a government inside job and the media was intentionally ignoring it. When Brown questioned him on the evidence to show this very real shooting was staged, Rogers began sharing various theories that have been disproven numerous times. Such conspiracy theories also later at the center of lawsuits brought by victims' families when they sued conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Right? He lost like $1 billion. Jones baselessly repeating lies that the 2012 mass shooting was staged and that the families and first responders were crisis actors. That's what Alex Jones called them. Spawned multiple lawsuits in a trial which was held in 2022 over lawsuits that were filed in Connecticut. Member families throughout the trial described in poignant terms how the lies had prompted unrelenting harassment against them and compounded the emotional agony of losing their loved ones. Brown, again, this is the journalist telling the story, recalls Rogers asking her if she thought it was off that there were men in black in the woods by the school, falsely claiming those men were actually government operatives. Brown found the encounter disturbing. And Rogers, through one of his agents, declined to comment to CNN. A good time to stop talking, Aaron.
That's hard for him to do.
He'll be on Pat McAfee next week, I'm sure. CNN has spoken to another person with a similar story. This person, to whom CNN is granted anonymity as to avoid harassment, recalled that several years ago, Rogers claimed Sandy Hook never happened. All those children never existed. They were all actors. When asked about the grieving parents, the source recalled Rogers saying, "They're all making it up. They're all actors." Rogers went on to delve into some of the darker caverns of the false conspiracy theory. This person found the encounter disturbing. Why does people find encounters with Aaron Rodgers so disturbing? It's not just the Bears faithful, Dom. Kennedy's campaign, again, RFK Jr.'s campaign, announced Wednesday that the candidate will name his running mate on March 26th. Now, I heard in Berkeley, California, it's now being reported Oakland, California. Of course, Aaron Rodgers, you may not know this, went to Cal State Berkeley. Kennedy told CNN in an interview on Tuesday that he had recently met with Rodgers, as well as former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, about the possibility of joining his campaign. Ooh, Aaron Rodgers, be careful what you wish for if you're having such fun. And I saw another article today. Suddenly, the whole political world's talking about Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers is saying, "I'm laughing at both sides." Aaron Rodgers, be careful what you wish for, man. I didn't wish harm upon you. When the Achilles heel happened, I wish for a healthy recovery. But this stuff, Aaron, you've lost me, man. What the hell is wrong with A-Rod? What's wrong with this guy?
Well, it's obviously the conspiracy thing is all over. I mean, look, just the right wing is full of it. And maybe we're missing something, Crudy, but he listens to Alex Jones. Well, come on. I mean, what a terrible thought. All those people that died. Oh, they never existed. Oh, they were just actors. They were, you know, government, black-coated government agents in the woods. To what? To what end? To ban semi-automatic weapons? I would say that if that would be the case, it kind of failed in that regard. A-Rod, man, that's not good.
Do you think he takes this job? If offered, will he accept? If nominated, will he serve?
With the eagle that he has? Absolutely. Take me home, Crudy.
Paradise City. I love this song. It's a good way to end the show. Every day when you listen, it's like being in your own Paradise City. Don't forget, 3 hours a day now in Madison, my hometown. Dom, he will join occasionally.
Hey, thank you, Joe Zepecki.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Joe. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you all for listening. Busted Pencils is next.
Bam!
Yowza.